One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
You know the orange, you know the black, you know the stripes, but this is somewhat of a different Cincinnati team in that in the past, this time of year has not been very kind to the Bengals, or better said, they have not been very kind to it, and yet they are the hot team coming into this game. Have they changed significantly, Mike, from when you saw them a few weeks ago and beat them in Cincinnati?
You know, not schematically, but I see growth from the unit, and that's the growth that's born out of successes. You know, the playing of games and the winning of games, I think, galvanizes a group and makes young guys mature. They're talented young core people, particularly offensively, and you're seeing the growth and development in those areas as a result of those performances.
You know, we go back over the years, and going back to your former assistant coach, Ken Anderson, when he was the quarterback there, Greg Cook and Boomer, we always thought of them as a passing team, and yet over time, they've had some very talented running backs that everybody seems to, Corey Dillon and James Brooks and Icky Woods, and they've got a really solid runner now in Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Yeah, you can include Rudy Johnson in that mix, had a number of very successful years for them. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis fits the bill in regards to comparison to some of those recent guys. He has a deliberate running style. He's a one-cut north-south guy. His power will always seem to fall forward. He gets stronger as the game goes on. He's got really good ball security over the course of his career. Very similar to guys like Rudy and Corey Dillon. And is really providing a great asset to them as an offensive weapon. He's over 1,000 yards. He's got 6 touchdowns on the ground. Been a very consistent force for them in the run game.
They've got a wide receiver who is regarded among top 3, top 5, call it what you will, in A.J. Green. Without Ike Taylor, are you comfortable putting a man on him as you might have with Ike?
I am, and that man is going to be Keenan Lewis, more than likely, of course, if he has a good week of work from a health standpoint. That's just how we operate. I think our guys respond to those challenges. I think it helps them prepare and get into the frame of mind in terms of defending a quality talent such as his if they know going in that that's the responsibility. So we'll operate business as usual, and we'll take a next man up principle or approach to it. If Ike Taylor isn't up and he's not, the next man is Keenan Lewis.
In the past, when the Bengals had Chad Johnson, that was done. But they had a Hushman Zada who could hurt you. Who else among the wide receivers, not to mention Gresham, the tight end, who else is there to hurt you, even if you are successful neutralizing A.J. Green?
You know, I think based on the tape and what the statistics tell you, the next man is the tight end in Gresham. I mean, he has 700 yards on the season, 5 touchdowns or so. He is a legitimate vertical threat and matchup issue. He's a tough coverage assignment for linebackers, and he's just simply too big in body positions, secondary guys. So we got to be good in regards to dealing with him. Obviously, we've seen some quality tight ends over the second half of the season, guys like Jason Witten, of course, and Antonio Gates. And Lawrence Timmons has done a nice job in those areas, but he's going to have to do a nice job this week in terms of defending this man along with guys like Troy.
What kind of progression have you seen in the career of Andy Dalton from last year as a rookie and even from the first performance against him this year?
You know, I see more outside the box or ad lib type things, things that you associate with veteran quarterbacks this year. Last year, he made extremely quick decisions. He got rid of the ball. He aborted plays, if you will, in the manner that well-coached young guys do in general. You see him try to create more when nothing's there this year, and usually for positive. He makes good decisions. He's got good ball security. But I think his mobility and his escapability are underrated. I think there's more pocket movement with him this year in terms of utilizing those skills with the misdirection passes and so forth. But largely, I think he has a bigger route progression. He's being more inclusive in terms of the people that he's spreading the ball around. Just the normal maturation process that comes with being a quarterback.
Talk about not associating the Bengals with a great running attack. We seldom in recent years have talked about their defense, and yet it's become a strong point of their football team, especially the front four.
Yeah, I think ever since Coach Zimmer's been there, they've been very salty defensively. He's got a sound defensive mind and reputation, and the tape bears that out. They're a four-down team, and they play a lot of people like a lot of four-down teams do. They continually rotate fresh rushers at you, and they got a talented group. Guys like Geno Atkins, who's an interior rusher that's dominating the National Football League right now in that regard. When you're talking about a defensive tackle in a 4-3 scheme getting 10-plus sacks, that's pretty special. He's sitting at 10.5 right now through 14 games. And the combination of men that they have outside and Dunlap and Gathers and others, man, they're a talented group.
You started two rookies, right guard, right tackle, last week. How do they acquit themselves, and is that a major concern given the quality of the pass rushers the Bengals have?
I think they've done a nice job of representing themselves and what they're capable of. They've done a nice job of getting helmets on helmets and not turning people free. I think that's a place to begin. But they've also done a nice job of sustaining blocks and finishing plays and playing with good energy and communicating. Obviously, the jury's still out on them, and it will be for some time. Like in most cases with young guys, but this is a big test and opportunity and proving ground that they have in front of them this week with the likes of Dunlap, of course, and Geno Atkins. I'm excited to watch what these guys are capable of doing, not only with the gravity of the game, but the quality of the people they're going to be assigned to block.
Well, it's a big test for those two, but it's a big test for the Steelers and for the Bengals, for that matter. This is exactly why the NFL now has teams playing divisional opponents in the last couple weeks of the regular season. Sunday's game, that's what that is all about.